Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. I guess we're both working on it, is the way I should say that. And we want to get you there. What does financial freedom mean? To me, financial freedom means that you've created enough passive income streams in your life to cover, to either equal or exceed your earned income. At that point, you can make a decision. What do you want to do? Do you want to get up and go to work? Do you like your job? Do you want to do it anyway? Your passive income becomes just massive additional wealth growth for you? Or do you want your life back? You know, if you're living on what you're living, and this is something you need to understand right now, if you live on $100,000 a year, I'm just plucking that number out of the air, your take-home pay is really only $70,000 a year by the time you pay your income taxes, your Social Security, your Medicare, and so forth. That's about all you're taking home. So that means you're taking home about, you know, a little less than $7,000 a month. What if you could replace that? And remember, if you earn $7,000 a month of passive income, where there is no income tax, well, real estate passive income, where you've covered your income burden by depreciation so you don't have to pay any income taxes, that's even more money than what you're doing now, because, you know, the bottom line is that it's all yours. So when we look at this situation and say, what do you want to do? What is really the goal in life? I found that it's different for everybody I speak to. I just got done doing a two-day seminar, plus a case study, plus a educational piece. So I've spoken 4 days out of the last 5 days, and it's pretty amazing to see the differences in people's requirements for life. And then at the same time, you meet the people, and they're all people. They're all the same. We all have the basic needs. It's just, is your need for more money, or is your need for more freedom? Now, one of the interesting things about it is that it's pretty probably counterintuitive. If you're someone out there that doesn't earn a lot of money, replacing that passive income is pretty easy because there's not much to replace. Contrary, if you've got a ton of money coming in, like I was talking to a family yesterday, they make 500 grand a year. And if you're making 500 grand a year, then you're going to have to hump. You're going to have to get some real investments going out there to make 500 grand a year off of just investments. So really, when you work with somebody like that, you're talking about, okay, you got a two-family income that's 500 grand a year. Can we cover one of them? Whose is the easiest to cover? And we get that person out first, then we continue to build the asset base. And then we get the other person out after that. So it's really interesting to work with people. I really like it. I talk to people all the time. I've really gotten back into spending time with people again. And it just, the more I do it, the more intrigued I get on what I should be out here helping people do, because people aren't getting it. They really don't. They're, you know, you're up to your ass in alligators every day. That your original intention was to drain the swamp. And getting out of debt is not making you wealthy. People think that if I just pay off my debt, I'm wealthy. No. Think about it this way for a second. If you think of if you have debt that exceeds your net worth, you're in debt. And if you're in debt, getting back to zero means you're just back to zero. That hasn't gotten you anywhere. Whereas if I go buy something like a house, just run you through why debt's not that important. I go buy a rent house. We did one the other day. We bought it for $116,000. This is an example we showed in the class. We literally pulled this out of MLS. It was bought for $116,000. The renovation was done for about $50,000. And the house turned around and sold for $308,000. So in this particular case, you're talking about 116 and 50 in closing costs, we'll say 170, 180. and turn around and sell it for $300,000. So that's $120,000 more minus more closing costs. Let's just say they made $100,000. I think it was $94,000 what it came out that it made. $94,000. And the down payment on this deal was $16,000. Now, somebody out there did this deal, put down $16,000. Somebody out there made $94,000 on $16,000 investment. When you think of that, and you think of what is your money earning, you run into what I find to be the most interesting part of the seminar when I give the two-day seminar. And that's the question. That's the part where we question this. Add up all of your passive income from last year, and then add up all of your net worth. And then take your passive income and divide it by your net worth. And what we find is that the average person makes less than 1% on their money. That's almost impossible to believe. Then we're showing you real estate deals, right? They're earning 100, 200, 300%. Of course, the cash flows, when you're all done with them, it's only somewhere between, 5 to 15% cash flow. But the initial equity captures are unbelievable. Or an apartment where we reposition the property and change its value by millions of dollars. These kinds of changes in your life are unbelievable. They make massive difference in your life. And then on the other end of it, you've got cash flow, which you don't have now. But if you're sitting out there and your net worth is next to nothing, paying off a $10,000 debt does not make you richer. It just pays off debt. You didn't make the $94,000 or even the other deal we showed where someone, we bought it for, oh gosh, what was it? $100,000+ and it was worth $200,000. So there was a gain of about $50,000 in the deal. I'm just rounding these numbers off. And it was about $25,000 out of pocket. So you made $50,000. You only put in $25,000. That means you made a 200% return. You made not $25,000 gain would be 100% return. $50,000 is a 200% return. And then you have cash flow. Now, if you just would have taken that $25,000 and paid off $25,000 worth of debt, you would not be $50,000 richer right now. It just doesn't play. And so the Dave Ramsey concept of get out of debt is a very conservative point of view based on Dave Ramsey's inability to figure out how to do real estate effectively. Well, really what it was, he loved real estate. It was inability to figure out how to use debt effectively. He used the wrong kind of debt. He set it up the wrong way. And then even he will admit that he and his wife went out and just did all kinds of crazy stuff with money. Once they started making money, when they were leveraged and they were making tons of money, they just started spending it, went on a spending spree, went deep in debt with credit cards. He admits it all. But the other end of his program is to teach you how to not use debt, to get out of debt at all costs. Because once he got slammed by the banks, he had no other option to come back than to try to get out of debt, try to clear his name. My friend, you can't learn how to do something good from somebody who did something bad. It's not a knowable thing. It really isn't. You have to go to people who have done it correctly. When you're looking for a map for success, you don't look to the people that don't know how to do it. You look to the people who have done it successfully. They will show you what works. Learning more and more and more about what doesn't work isn't going to teach you anything. You can figure that out on your own, and it's going to cost you money to figure it out. What you need to do is find somebody like Lifestyles Unlimited where you can learn what we have done for the last 34 years to be successful. That's what we're here for. You start looking for other things. You hear all the advertisements of financial planners on the radio. They're going to help you plan your retirement. But the retirement plan is set up something like this. You will work, earn, and save for the next 40 to 60 years. And then at that time, you're going to retire. You're going to withdraw money at whatever rate. They usually say about 4% per year. And you retire pull that 4% out per year because that's all you can pull out. Otherwise, if there's any types of problems, you're going to go broke. And so your goal now is to live on a very small amount of money. Let's say you had $1 million in the bank. 4% would be, $25,000? 10% would be $10,000. 4% would be, 10% would be $100,000. So 4% would be about $40,000, I guess. And so 40,000 divided by 12 is about $10,000 a month, $12,000 a month. And if you think you can live on that, well, then fine. But you've been living on 100, 200, 50, 100, 200, 250. Now you're gonna, and you've got $1 million in the bank. You're thinking you're really doing well, right? But you're living on $25,000 a year. Pretty hard to believe, right? So, but then you're going to get your Social Security, and then these guys tell you how to deal with Social Security. You've heard all the radio shows. You listen to all the radio shows. You watch all the YouTube things. And what they say is, here's the deal. Here's the secret to retirement. Don't retire. Hold on and don't take your Social Security till you're 70 years old so you can get double what you could have got. So you could have got $2,000. Now you can get $3,500. So now you've got the $7,000, let's see, with $10,000 or $25,000 a year, which would be, what is that? I don't even know. I should have a calculator out here doing this. In fact, I will get a calculator out and do this just because it just blows my mind. I want to make sure these numbers that you're hearing are pretty close to accurate. All right, let's say I got $1 million in the bank. $1 million. And I can draw 4% a year. That's going to be $40,000 a year divided by 12 months. That's $3,300 a month, according to this. Boy, that seems low. And is that really right? $40,000 divided by 12 is $3,300 a month. Whew. And then your Social Security, if you take it right away, you only get $2,000. If you wait, you get $3,500. So plus $3,500. There it is. You're wealthy, $6,800 a month. I guess that's life. That's retirement. That's pretty much it for everybody, huh? But you got to have that $1 million in the bank and hope it don't go away. And you don't want to have to pay for your daughter's wedding. You don't want to take that honeymoon, second honeymoon type anniversary trip around the world. Because if you do any of those big things or buy a brand new car for your wife, you take a big chunk of money out of that, and all of a sudden that $1 million is less than that 4% that comes out every month is less. All right, let's take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. I have to tell you that when I was teaching this weekend, if I got asked once, I got asked 100 times, explain to me again what the Trump effect is. And what's interesting is that it's almost impossible for the average person to understand what the Trump effect is going to be. Because when you wrap your arms around it, none of it makes any sense. It's exactly opposite of what the Democrats are doing. So let's look at what he's doing. First of all, he's shutting the borders down. And he will get those borders shut down. He is taking criminals out of our country. He will take thousands of people out. One of the fears is he's going to take out all of the service people, all the waiters and dishwashers and not the people picking fruit or any of that. He's not taking all those people out, guys. He's taking out the criminals. And they'll fight hard just to get the criminals and the deportees that have already been set up as to not be legal to be here. You have to understand, before we let all these illegal aliens in, there were people willing to work. And many of them were aliens. And, if we ever get short of workers, they start creating work visas and let these people come in. For years, when I was growing up as a kid, there was a migration of Hispanic workers that came in from Mexico and other places, South America and so forth, during the period of time when they need to pick fruits and vegetables. They'd let them in, they'd give them a work visa, and then they'd go home. I know in my apartment complexes, we used to have these people living there, and they'd live with us, and then right around Christmas time, when, you know, it got to be cold and winter was there, they just left. They didn't even bother to break their leases. They just left. Right. And it was just known that was the thing that was going to happen with these people. They're not your solid state live in society. You think they are. They are a transient workforce that goes back and forth. Yes, there are some people. And I know if your mama, your grandpa and your meemaw and your mama and your papa, you know, are illegal aliens, you want them to be able to stay. I get that. But what Trump is doing is changing the world from a place where you get what you get for free because of your color, race, skin, nationality, religion, sex, whatever, to a meritorious society where you get what you get because you did something to get it, to earn it. That in and of itself is a massive change in our society. And it will create a massive level of productivity. People will get off their butts and start working. And you say, well, there won't be anybody to work. Yes, there will. It'll be the people that aren't getting their welfare checks anymore. Just like the thing about the government employees, only 6% of the government employees actually go to work. The rest of them are just living almost on a welfare type paycheck. So if you make all those people go back to work, one of two things happens. Either you stop spending that money because they all quit, or people go back to work and things start getting done that should have been done. Another thing he's doing, he's shutting down the non-governmental agencies, which is the way the government funnels money to illegal and undesirable things that every politician has a buddy that says, if I vote for you, if I give you some money for your election, will you make something happen for me? And all these, that money gets funneled back out. When you say that they gave $50 million for condoms for people in another country, that nope, they're not buying $50 million worth of condoms unless they're buying them from Bob, the president's best friend, who bought them for a dollar and sells them to the U.S. government for $10. That's what they're doing. It's all just a way to milk money out of the system for special interest groups. So they're shutting that down. Now, that can't be anything but good for the economy. You think, well, that's shutting the economy down. No, it's not. It's government spending. It's not actual growth, economic growth. So if you start moving the economics of our society from the underbelly of society, from dark places, and move it to the surface, and stop giving away money to thousands, no, not thousands, millions of illegal aliens, both to have a place to live free. They're not working and paying me rent. They're living somewhere free on you. They've got food cards. They're not working to earn food. They're getting the food free from you. They're going in our schools and messing up our schools, and our kids aren't able to learn because there's overloaded schools, right? They're also in our churches. They're also in our prisons. They're just mucking up the whole system, man. They're giving them free cell phones, and they're giving them money cards. I just don't see how you don't see that. I tell a story. I used to go into apartment complexes. I was going to take them over, and they'd be 20% vacant and maybe another 20 or 30% non-paying. People hadn't paid. And I would just evict everybody that hadn't paid. They go, but you need that income. I go, let me explain something to you. There is no income from these people. They're not paying. So I'd evict them all, and the income would go up. You say, why would the income go up if you evict everybody? Because they weren't paying. And all of a sudden, when you tell people they have to pay, they have to produce, or they have to go, some of them will start paying. Many of them weren't paying because they saw their neighbor wasn't paying and their neighbor wasn't getting evicted. Well, it's the same thing with our society. As you look out across the board here, people know they don't have to pay. People know they can come in illegal. People know they can break laws. In California, where you could steal up to $1,000 and it still be a misdemeanor, well, that's $1,000 each time you do it for the tune of about $100,000 a year. You know, you just break it up into 10 thefts instead of one. But they knew they could do it. There was no one to stop them. And because of that, think of how many stores in San Francisco is closed. Almost entire regions are shut down. You're talking about every business I know is shutting down and will pull out of as and have already pulled out of San Francisco. What a terrible thing to happen. Think of what that does to that local economy. And it's happening all over the country. People are migrating. They're migrating away from the lunacy of the woke world. They're migrating back to common sense reality world. That's what Trump is doing. Right? Now, here's the twist on all that. Any and all of that sanity brought back to our society should make the society way more productive. Then everything is better. When Trump was president last time, there was no inflation. Right? Did he spend money? He spent tons of money. Tons of money. But was there inflation? No. So he spent it on military and things that didn't really affect us. Whatever it was, however he did it, there was no inflation. Interest rates were fair. But it wasn't until they started papering the world with money, lowering interest rates to nothing, giving away money in tens of millions of dollars. Do you know how much money went out on that program where if you're an employer and you had any stress on your employees during that time and the ability to pay your employees, they would pay you your payroll? That program was hundreds of billions of dollars of wasted money. Say, but it paid people. No, I didn't. I know 50, if I know 100 people who drew down on that fund and they didn't really get killed by COVID. Yeah, there were a lot of people who got put out of business from COVID. But there were many, many people that didn't even get hurt by COVID that were able to draw down on that plan. So if all of this occurs and it wipes out all of the theft that the Democrats created, all of the dark money the Democrats created, if it gets rid of all the lazy, non-working people off the payrolls and off of the welfare line, what does that do for the economy? That is the Trump effect. The world will believe that America is strong again. And you see, they're going to invest in America. They're going to do the things Trump says to get things going here. And that Trump effect is going to make a major difference. But wait. Now I'm going to throw a curveball at you. So the Trump effect could be either all these positive things build up to create a fantastic economy where everybody's happy, where in a good economy, all boats float, right? When the harbor's full, all boats float. And you'll just see everybody benefiting, especially real estate investors, because Trump's a real estate investor. But now let's turn it around and let's look at the other side of it. What if Trump puts all these tariffs on everything, which are just giant taxes, and it slows the economy down and creates inflation, because now all the stuff that you're buying costs more because of the tariffs. So it creates inflation, and at the same time, because people stop buying as much when things are expensive, it slows down the economy and creates a recession. Wow. Now the Trump effect would be completely opposite. It would destroy the emotion of the society. It would destroy the growth, the economic growth of our society. And where would I be in all that? Well, this is the interesting thing about real estate investing, is that I would be very, very happy if that happened. Say, Del, that's a mean thing to say. I understand it's a selfish thing to say. Because if you already understand how to buy real estate and you know how to use leverage where you can use money, your money, other people's money, whatever money to get it done, then what you'll realize is what you want is a recession to drop the prices. This happened in 2008. And when it happened in 2008, I quadrupled my net worth. Stuff that units that were selling for $50,000 a door started selling for $27,000, my first property, $26,000. Then my next one was like $21,000. Then my next one was like $19,000. My next one was $14,000. And my next one was like $8,000. I mean, it just, these were $50,000 a door properties. These are nice C properties. and we just made a killing with them. If that happens again, if Trump and his tariffs send this country into recession, or let's turn it around the other way, let's just say that they create massive inflation, and so the Fed has to raise interest rates again. The counter of raising interest rates is the lowering of values of the property. The more it costs to buy a property, the less value the property has. And in terms of commercial real estate, the cap rate or the return on the property goes down to the point where the price has to go down to make it worth anybody wanting to buy it, which is what we've gone through for the last 2 years. Right now, the prices are down 30 to 40%. That's what makes this such a great market to get started in as a new investor or keep going in as an older investor. But if it goes down even more, if the interest rates go up even more, everybody's screaming, if they go up, what will we do? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll buy the properties cash if we have to. We'll pool our money together and buy stuff 50 cents on the dollar. That's the thing that's going to happen. So what you have to understand is the Trump position is giving us this result. Heads I win, tails you all lose. Yes, heads we all win, tails some people lose. But real estate investors will gain, the ones that are actually real estate investors. The people who are buying and flipping and wholesale, those guys aren't going to get, they're not going to make a lot of money off this. They're going to get killed. The people that don't know what they're doing and just blindly bought into real estate without real estate education, they're going to get wiped out if that happens. And all these people that get wiped out, the real estate's still there. You can blow up the loans that don't get paid. You can blow up the people that own the properties that lose their net worth and lose their property. You can blow all that up, but what you don't understand is the property is still sitting there, and somebody like myself or other real estate investors with me will come in and buy it. And we will get such a great deal on it, we will again maximize our net worth to double, triple, quadruple our net worth over the bailout of that recession. So heads, everything's great. The Trump effect is fabulous. Or tails, everything blows up and we just make killing over it. Either one works, but it only works if you're ready to take advantage of either of those two opportunities. So what do you need to do? You need to get in here right away. Get signed up with us. Get started learning. I think we have a special on right now. It's normally $740 for a year. You can get in for $297. I think that's, you just text the word radio to 88007. That's text the word radio to 88007. Or you can go over and log into DellHelpMeNow.com. Either of those will get you to some type of a landing page where you'll have a choice. You can either join up for the discounted price, or you can take a free workshop and learn more about what we do and how we do it and so forth. That's what you want to do. Go to one of those two landing pages, and I guess they're called landing pages because there's when you click on them, that's where you end up landing. And they have all the information you need about who we are, what we do, blah, blah, blah. And there's also a free workshop there if you'd like to take a 30-40 minute type video of somebody explaining exactly what we do, how we do it, and what you would be expected to have and to do to be able to kind of make the kinds of returns that we're making. So there it is. You need to get in here. You need to take advantage of this Trump effect. It's happening. It's happening now. You see it every day. Every day I turn on the news. And this is the funny part. Every day I turn on the news waiting to hear there's going to be problems. And I just keep hearing Trump wins and wins and wins. And this country bails and falls over and gives in. Another country falls over and gives in. And we don't know where it ends, right? Maybe someday all the good stuff he's doing will end, but right now it's all happening and happening very, very quickly. And you need to be prepared. You don't have time to think about this if you want to take advantage of this. You either are in the know, ready to act, or already acting. I'm already acting. I'm already in the buying mode. Or you're not, and you miss out. And in 2008, I know so many people who wish they would have followed me in when I bought everything I could get my hands on. And, man, hindsight is 2020, and they've all said, oh, well, I wish I would have done back then. And now you come here and you have to remember this saying, when is the best time to buy real estate? 10 years ago. When's the second best time to buy it? Right now. Remember, we're not doing this just for some money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.